The Fall of Lucas Kendrick by Kay Hooper, narrated by Cynthia Darlow. Prologue. He was a rotund little man, an unashamed paunch straining the seams of his tailored vest. Shiny wing-tipped shoes were on his small feet. He had a great leonine head with a cherub's face, small, brightly twinkling eyes and pouty lips. And he was so much a caricature of a strutting bandy rooster, pleased with his own importance, that few people casually encountered would even look for more than that. Lucas Kendrick was one of the few. He knew from past experience that the federal agent calling himself Hagen was about as harmless as a battleship and just as tough. So he stood in the dingy hotel room gazing out a dirty window for long moments before turning to cut off the droning voice of the federal honcho. "All right." Hagen blinked.
"All right? Just like that?"
Lucas leaned back against the window frame and smiled sardonically. "There was really no need for all this cloak and dagger stuff," he said, "meeting secretly like this. But you have to play your little games, don't you?"
"Mr. Kendrick, this is a serious matter," Hagen retorted in his best official manner, "and I felt it only fitting that you complete the job your friend Steele began a few weeks ago. The stolen artwork must be recovered and Rome prosecuted."
"Sure he has them?"
"Positive."
Lucas didn't question the assurance. "Okay. So, how do I get inside his estate? He has more security than we do." The "we" Lucas used referred to Josh Long's worldwide financial empire, something that hardly needed clarifying between him and the federal man. Lucas was the chief investigator for Long Enterprise.